Well, World War III is about to start, Socko.
Yeah.
We're on the brink. We on the brink!
The world's on fire, there's earthquakes happening, and Iran thinks they got a big dick all of a sudden.
Yeah. You know what makes me sad? That Iran isn't like... Why is it called Iran?
I don't know.
And not Persia?
I don't know. I'd like to know that, though.
Like, that's something we gotta look up. You know, if we had a producer who wasn't a pussy, then maybe
we'd know that.
We'd have someone to look that up.
We'd know that in about 15 seconds.
Or 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
The way he worked. If you're listening, buddy, we love you.
We love you.
But yeah, man, man, oh man. Things with, man, oh man, things with Iran are getting out of hand.
Ooh.
Call me Slim Shady. What rhymes with Shady, Socko?
Gravy.
Yay.
We gonna turn the King of Kings into gravy?
Oh, Jesus.
Nah, probably not, though. Fucking.
I mean, tensions are definitely at probably an all-time high between us and Iran right now. But. What are you looking for?
Who's that cutter?
Under the recording device.
Under!
There's matches there, too. And a lighter.
Oh, fancy.
But, So I got a wee bit of a cold. You know, Socko's his normal amount of retarded.
And, yeah, you know.
You know, so we're,
Yeah, we're all a little retarded, and it makes us fucking... smart in some ways and dumb in a lot of other ways.
So we're with our dumb asses, we are going to walk you guys through what we think is gonna happen if we go to war with Iran. Actually, I don't know if we're gonna really do that, but
no, we'll probably just throw in a bunch of random things that might be cool or would be stupid, or hopefully what happens that we want to happen is probably what we'll go through most of. But
how dope would it be if the Zoroastrian Persians took over again?
That'd be fantastic.
I'd be like, oh, now it's not a Sharia law country.
Yeah.
Now they can go back to being, you know.
But then they try and go conquer Greece.
Jesus. I saw something online. It was like, if Iran invades Europe, do you think 300 Greeks could hold them off? I was like, I don't know about that.
I don't think it works like that anymore.
Yeah, I was like,
they don't got that many Spartans over there anymore.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, and I don't think the Achaemenid Persians had air support. Because
no.
Imagine if you could just, oh, the Spartans are holed up in Thermopylae. You just fly over and carpet bomb them. Like, oh, good for you guys.
Yeah.
There's
also no pass at Thermopylae anymore.
No?
I knew that. No, it's just like erosion and the ground level rising with sediment and stuff like that. There's no hot gates anymore, really.
Oh, that's depressing.
So if you looked at it today, you'd be like,
how the hell do they hold this?
What do you mean? This is just like a big open plain.
It's still right in the water, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still right near the water.
Mm-hmm. So you would just need a real long phalanx to hold it.
Yeah.
Still do it.
Probably still do it.
Form a phalanx with guns and...
Yeah.
Maybe get the Greeks bloodlust up, and after they beat the Iranians, they turn around and say, all right, we're getting Constantinople back. Let's go, boys.
Yep. Yep.
I was watching a bunch of stuff earlier about the fall of Constantinople today.
Oh, really?
And about the Theodosian Walls.
Yeah.
And how they're, like, one of the greatest manufacturing feats in human history.
Yeah.
Like... just incredible. If you guys have never, like, this is stuff that gets glossed over in American history for some reason. We don't, like, or not American history, but things that we learn in America when it comes to history, I should say.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff they gloss over in your high school history class. If you took
like, Constantinople was the greatest city in the world.
Yeah.
Like, it was literally Rome.
It was the center of the world at that time.
Yeah.
So.
The walls that Theodosius II built... or had built around Constantinople kept the city safe for almost 1,000 years. Like, think about that.
Yeah.
That
I remember hearing that, too.
Madness, because they built them in the 400s.
Yeah.
And the city didn't fall until 1453.
Yeah. Weren't they built at, like, an angle or something like that, too? So if you wanted to use a siege tower or a ladder, it wouldn't really fucking work.
I don't know about that. They had it... First, there was a moat, which was 20 feet wide and 12 feet deep.
Yeah.
It was that, and then a wall blocking it, and then past that, there was a wall that was, like, 26 feet tall.
Yeah.
With ramparts for archers and towers. And then behind that, there was a third wall, which was something like 60 feet tall with towers. Jeez. And everything. So it's like, yeah, good. So you have to get through a moat and then through two walls, two good perimeter luck. Walls. And it's like,
well,
and
there's the way thousands of archers shooting at you.
And the way it's designed is so everyone on all those walls can all shoot arrows at the same time. Yeah. Because it's elevated, it's like stadium seating. Mm. So like the guys on the way back could be shooting and not worry about hitting their own guys. Mm-hmm. So it's like, there's a reason that the city stayed safe for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Literally didn't come down until the Turks showed up with cannons. And not just little cannons, mega cannons.
Yeah.
That took 3 hours to reload.
Jeez.
Not a joke. So that's how big they were. It was a 3-hour reload process to reload them.
It's freaking crazy.
I'm talking like...
You probably had to get a bunch of freaking people to push a massive cannonball into that thing or something like that.
Yeah. They used, I think it was like a team of like 500 oxen pulling it down to Constantinople. And they only moved about a mile a day.
Jeez.
Jesus Christ. Talk about a feat of engineering on both sides. The walls and the cannon.
Right.
Something I love. So... You'd agree that people credit Constantine with being the founder of the Eastern Roman Empire, right? Like, that's where it would start.
Yeah.
Constantine the Great.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he founded Constantinople.
Yeah.
And would you say it's fair that a lot of people will say that Justinian the Great is the greatest Eastern Roman Emperor?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what I love is, so you, effectively, you can say the first Eastern Roman Emperor, which in reality is stupid, because it's just... one of the Roman emperors in that whole line, but for the Eastern Roman Empire, Constantine the First, you know, Constantine the Great's the first emperor, and then you have Justinian as probably the greatest emperor out of them, and that at the end, 1453, May 29th, 1453, the fall of Constantinople and the final flame of the Roman Empire being extinguished. The last emperor was Constantine the 11th. And the only Western peoples that came to help the Romans were some Venetians. And the leader of the Venetian military forces was, I don't remember his first name. His last name was Giustiniani.
Yeah.
Justinian.
Yeah.
Just an Italian. And it's like, so the last stand of the Romans was with Constantine and Justinian.
That's
like,
awesome.
That's insane. Like, what the hell are the odds of that? Like, what
that's
the
freaking
hell?
Awesome.
Like, I love that shit, man. I love it.
Dope. It's fantastic.
Ugh.
Oh, man. People had so much freaking pride back then, man.
They had less distractions.
Yeah.
It was less distractions, man.
It was less distractions, and they cared about the culture like that. Yeah.
Like
if
that.
If some Zoroastrians in freaking Iran today had the freaking pride of those people, they'd be freaking starting factions to overthrow freaking the government right now.
They'd probably be getting gunned down in the streets, though.
Yeah.
I don't think there's enough of them.
But they wouldn't stop. That's the thing. If they really had that much freaking pride. That's what I was thinking about when it comes to all this war stuff. And, like, obviously one of our big concerns is we don't want to get stuck in another freaking Iraq or Afghanistan. And it's like, obviously, the United States government wants that. That's what they want to do. The freaking...
They're so stupid.
I don't think Trump wants that.
No.
I
don't think Trump wants that at all.
I don't think he wants that at all. I think there's a lot of people in the government that do want that, though.
Yeah, because they're the, like, imperialist hawks in our government. They're the Alexander Hamiltons of today.
Yeah.
Like, although I really don't know if Alexander Hamilton would be about stuff like, I know I'm throwing a fucking massive wrench into this discussion right now, but Like, you know how Alexander Hamilton, after the revolution, was like, he wanted a strong central government, he wanted a standing army, and he was all about expanding the United States west. Like, he was all about it. He wanted the United States to be the dominant power on the North American continent.
Yeah.
And, but, like, even someone like that, from that time period, I don't think he would be like, oh, yeah, let's have our troops 3,000 miles away across an ocean fighting. Like, I don't think he'd be about that. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, no, we're good. We took the continent. Like, we're...
Right.
Like, we're good.
Didn't he want to go aid France, though? Didn't he want to go over there?
I don't know. Did he?
I think he might have wanted to do that.
Fucking yeah. Hamilton.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Crazy.
Did he kill Aaron Burr? Or did I... No, Aaron Burr killed him.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, where I was going with that before, though. Long tangent there.
Yeah.
If we go over there and just freaking... If we stay there for 10 years, rebuild the government, and then leave, the people that we kicked out of there are just going to take it back because the people that were there had no drive to go and create their own country and take it back.
Well, that's the thing. They don't want, like, a republic. They like... They either like or they don't have the drive to maintain a republic. Like, obviously, the Iran is, like, in the facade of being a republic, but it's like, no, it's a dictatorship. It's a totalitarian regime.
Yeah.
They have the Shah in Shah, the king of kings,
yeah.
The god of gods. I'm sorry. I wonder what Xerxes would think if he saw Iran today. He'd probably be proud about a lot of stuff, just about how big they were.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like... I don't know how organized they are. I don't think he'd be happy about the state of Zoroastrianism, though.
No, he wouldn't be happy about that.
Cyrus the Great.
Cyrus
the Great would be, like, rocking heads.
Oh, man. He'd be rolling heads all over the place, God, man.
He's the man. I'm so happy that you got into Carlin.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. I have to... Hold on. Hold on, guys. Gotta pause our recording for a moment. Anyway, so sorry about that, guys. I just had to show my mans here. This thing from Dan Carlin, it's a new thing he's doing. It's called War Remains. It's a virtual reality simulation where he will be basically telling you about the battles of World War I while you're in the battlefield, which is epic. But
that's freaking crazy.
But if you're interested in that, look up War Remains.
Wicked
Dan Carlin. But anyway, yeah, Dan Carlin. Pumped that you actually got into him and binged him too.
Yeah, I binged him. But yeah, if a culture doesn't have a revolution on their own and somebody else does it for them, it's not gonna last at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, the people have to decide to do it themselves. That's when it'll last.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the thing. And the other thing is, revolution, man, it's very hard to foment revolution. Like, things have to be really bad for revolution to happen.
Yeah.
Like, if people's day-to-day lives are relatively comfortable, mm-hmm. revolution's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to happen. Because people don't want to risk losing everything.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to risk their lives, their family's lives, the niceties of having, I have running water, and, you know, mm-hmm. like, the roads aren't destroyed, stuff like that. It's like, you know, imagine if there was a revolution going on right now, here. Like, all out warfare in the streets.
It'd be crazy.
The roads would get blown apart.
They'd be blown
apart. That'd be one of the first things that both the military and civilians would be doing.
Yeah.
Obliterating roads.
Yeah.
Bridges would be getting blown up, stuff like that. Like... The best way to slow down the military. Destroy the fucking roads.
Yeah.
They can't get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the oldest thing in the book.
Yeah.
Like, just remove the means of transportation. Not to mention, it cuts off their supply lines. If you destroy the roads, they can't be reinforced.
But just like you said, that it wouldn't happen here today because people are too comfortable.
Yeah, things would have to get a lot worse.
Talking about that, even looking at our own revolution, it's pretty shocking that it did happen. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the other thing. It only takes a small minority of people to kick one off.
Right.
That's the thing. Because, like...
They just need to drive propaganda. That's...
Because, like you were saying, it is amazing that it happened here. because it wasn't that awful.
No, yeah, people were living comfortable, peaceful lives, you know?
Yeah, the only thing they had to worry about is if they lived out on the frontier.
Right. Because
you'd have the Indians running
around. Yeah, you have the Indians, yeah.
But, you know, and it's little things that allowed for the tension to build even more, which was, for example, the Boston Massacre.
Yeah.
Like, Paul Revere. Sam Adams ran with that. Like, he used that. That was that's arguably the biggest piece of propaganda, right. Successful propaganda in world history.
Yeah.
It wasn't false. It happened. You know what I mean? But it's like,
the way they sold it.
Showcasing it and selling it as, like, they're killing civilians.
Mm-hmm.
They're killing Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just gotta, it's stuff like that. It draws support. People who are on the fence might turn to you and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the big thing was the British sending over so many redcoats. So many regulars and stuff instead of just
occupying all the
settlements. Yeah, turned it into like we were under occupation
by
a foreign force, even though they weren't, politically they weren't foreign, but like in reality they were.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, they might also be British, but it's like,
these people have already been here 100 years.
Yeah. It's like,
they don't know anybody in Britain anymore.
No, most of them don't. And like, the British regulars treated the colonists like shit. Like,
yeah.
They were, like, because I remember studying that, like, the colonists had this view of the British military as, like, high class, not high class, but, like, respectful, like, elite, you know what I mean? Like, the best of the best. And the British regulars, when they came over, were disrespectful. And dirty and crude.
Right. They're
soldiers.
They probably thought they were like, nothing's going to happen over here. We're going to go over here, fucking make sure nothing goes wrong, go on vacation, and fucking fuck some colonist woman or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And like, we're going to get the best housing and fucking have a good time and make sure nothing goes wrong for the fucking king. And then,
the best housing in colonist houses.
In colonist houses.
Fuckers.
But they, like, even, like the generals and stuff.
Oh, well, even they still live with people.
They live with people, but, like, they got, like...
Oh, they're the best stuff.
They got, like, the manor house in whatever town or city it was, you know? Or
absolutely.
Like, the governor's house they'd be staying in or something like
that. And see, stuff like that can foment a rebellion.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine right now if, like, Charlie Baker, deployed the National Guard throughout the state and was like, oh, yeah, they're staying in people's homes.
Mm-mm.
Maybe a lot of dead soldiers. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
One, because people would be like, is it the Fourth Amendment? Jesus. But I don't remember. I'm tired. One of the amendments about quartering soldiers.
Yeah.
It's against the Constitution for the Bill of Rights. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and people don't understand, like, people don't understand what that even means today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would we have soldiers in our houses? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like a lot of people probably have that type of mindset. Like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it's because you have basically a foreign military in here, and you are responsible for keeping them up.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that.
Ugh. Yeah, you're not just giving them a bed. You're doing everything. You're
feeding them. You're doing laundry. Yeah. Like, you're literally...
You're paying for them to be alive. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure there were plenty of British soldiers who were very nice.
I'm sure plenty of them were.
Normal people.
Yeah.
Respectful of the people they were staying with. But...
it's still a burden.
Yeah. You may be the nicest guy in the world, but it's like, what the hell, man? Like...
it's like, listen, dude, I'm poor as fuck.
Yeah, like, I'm a farmer. What the hell? Like... you're staying here, man? I grow enough food for myself and my family. Another grown man in here? Like, what the fuck? Get out. Get out! Get the fuck out! But no, it's just... how the fuck did we get here?
I don't know. We do some good tangents, I guess. Fucking... tangents.
Why did you just say that?
I don't know. I thought I said it wrong the first time.
I thought you did too. I was just going to stutter or something.
A tangent.
Yeah.
Tangent.
Tangent. But, oh yeah. So, thank you guys for listening. You pushed us up over 1,000 listens, which is awesome. So, keep it going. Keep listening. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell your congressmen.
Tell your cats.
Tell your cats. Especially tell your cats.
Yeah.
Don't tell Carl, though.
Don't tell Carl.
Yeah.
Screw Carl.
Fuck Carl.
Yeah, fuck Carl.
But, what was I going to say?
I don't know what you're going to say. But, so what's the ideal situation that happens with Iran right now? Do we just leave it as is right now and do nothing? We have to do something.
Wait.
Right?
Do you mean like ideal as far as I'm concerned?
As far as you're concerned, yeah. I'm asking your opinion, yeah.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there were no U.S. casualties in the missile strikes.
Right.
They didn't hit any of our guys. So, in my opinion, we shouldn't be there in the first place. I don't understand why we have troops in Iraq. I would just pull everyone out and come home. Yeah. I don't understand why we're there. Like, there's this weird thing, right? Watching the fucking news, and the way they talk about it, it is like political speech or whatever. There's a certain terminology that in George Orwell's 1984, he talked about it where, like, politicians will literally create a new language to lie to the masses. And have you read that?
What is it?
1984.
No.
You need to read it.
Yeah.
Like, you need to read it.
Okay.
It's one of the greatest books ever written.
Okay.
And you're going to read it, and it's going to freak you the fuck out of how much we're like that today. But you watch the news, and they're talking about, like, how that Soleimani guy, the Iranian general.
Yeah.
That our military killed. Like, oh, he was the biggest, baddest guy, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, did a single fucking person in the United States know who the hell this guy was before we killed him? Seriously.
No.
Nobody fucking knows who he is. Nobody fucking cares who he is. You get all the fucking crazy Trump supporters that are like, oh, yeah, no, we were like, because no matter what, they'll support it. It doesn't matter. They're like the Sean Hannitys
of
the world. Like, oh, it's good. And it's never like, let me pose this to you. We have U.S. military forces being attacked in a foreign country by another foreign country. So let's think about it. Hold on. It's not on U.S. soil. They're not defending U.S. soil. Mm-hmm. And now some idiot's going to be like, oh, no, they're defending our freedoms. No, no, they aren't. No, they're not. They're not defending our fucking freedoms.
No.
Iran isn't threatening our freedoms. The fuck? Anybody who says that, where the fuck? How are they threatening our freedoms?
I heard something. Someone said that they were like, oh, if we weren't there and we don't put pressure on them, Iran's close to getting intercontinental ballistic missiles. I'm like, no, they're not.
And even if they are, who gives a fuck? What the hell? They're not threatening to us.
They tried to shoot... they tried to shoot a dozen missiles from Iran...
Into Iraq.
Yeah. And six of them failed.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah!
Jesus.
They fucking fell apart on the way there.
God. Not to mention, like... People don't understand stuff. Iran's economy is shit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fucked because of sanctions on them. Mm-hmm. They cannot maintain a war. We've talked about this before with Russia on this podcast. Like, these people are so blinded and brainwashed to just, oh, like, the government says this group of people's a threat. Like, what the fuck have the Iranians ever done to you? Seriously, why should me and you hate Iran? Why should we support military action against our nation?
No reason.
And it's like, someone bring up, like, oh, well, some of their generals are responsible for killing and maiming Americans, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, where? And it's like, well, a lot of the stuff in Iraq and Afghanistan, whatever, in Syria, Iran was running covert stuff and all that that led to it. But I'm like, but, like, you just got to keep picking it apart. All right, well, why were we in Iraq? We're bringing them democracy or some bullshit. We fucking overthrew Iraq. That wasn't a war of aggression. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Why did we invade Iraq?
No reason at all. Fucking.
They have weapons of mass destruction. No, they didn't.
No.
No, they didn't. Oil. Think about that.
I don't know. I don't even know how much oil we actually got by being there.
I don't either. Fuck that. Who gives a shit about oil anymore? The United States is a net exporter of oil.
Yeah.
We don't need fucking oil. Fuck these Middle Eastern oil barons. Mm-hmm. We are an oil baron. We don't need that shit.
We have more land than they do. We have oil in multiple different places in the country. And,
like, my thing is this. The whole, like, the thing with Iraq is we invaded a sovereign nation without provocation.
Yeah.
That, we fucking invaded them.
Right.
And destroyed their government.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck? And, like, people, like, this is where, like, people are fucking crazy. They act like surprised when U.S. troops get attacked in a foreign nation that doesn't like us.
Yeah, they get attacked every day. It's not a surprise. They should be getting attacked every day.
Yeah. If a foreign nation invaded the United States, you think people would shoot them?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, civilians and stuff.
Yeah. You would. I know you would. Yeah. Fucking be walking down the street, fucking convoy. You'd be blasting out the window at them.
Absolutely. And that's this thing. It's like, and it's definitely this crazy imperialistic bullshit that these people have where it's like, well, wherever our troops are is America. No, it's not. Fuck you. It's these shitty politicians that put soldiers' lives on the line for no good reason.
Yeah, no.
I have nothing against
the soldiers who are there.
You know what I mean? They didn't fucking choose to be there.
No, they signed up to protect the country, and then the fucking politicians decided this is how they're going to protect the country.
And that's the thing. I say that all the time. No fucking person joins the U.S. military with the intentions of, I'm going to go defend Iraq.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
No.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, it's just bullshit. I'm so tired of people talking about the U.S. military defending your freedoms. U.S. military hasn't defended our freedoms since World War II. And you know what? Even that is fucking debatable.
Right. We could have stayed out of that and, like, they might have never, like, crossed that, the ocean, you know?
Well, that's one of the things, too, right? Japan attacks Pearl Harbor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we attack Germany. Before we responded to Japan.
Yeah.
What did Germany do to us? Nothing!
Nothing,
man. They didn't do anything! Germany did not attack us!
No. I don't know if we knew this before we went over there. They did ask Mexico.
Mexico said no.
Mexico said no.
Because Mexico didn't want to fight the United States.
Yeah.
They were like...
And Britain leaked that to us somehow.
Yeah, Britain knew. The Zimmerman note.
Yeah.
But that's my thing. Like, even World War II is debatable about, like, the... like, defending your liberties and your freedom. Like, now, the thing is, it can easily be argued, not even argued, it's fact that the U.S. military was defending the world's liberties and freedoms in World War II. That I'm not going to debate. But, which I guess in turn means they're defending U.S. freedom, but still, post-World War II, there has not been a conflict with the United States of America. The continental United States of America has been under threat from any nation state.
No.
None. Nobody has threatened to invade us. The only country that we legitimately have a reason to fuck up would be North Korea, because they keep threatening to nuke us.
Yeah.
Like, they're the only country that, like, if we fuck them up, where it wouldn't just be like, oh, yeah, it was stupid. Like, it's like, no, fucking, you're asking for it.
Yep. Yeah.
Afghanistan was understandable because that's where Al-Qaeda was. Al-Qaeda perpetrated the 9/11 terror attacks.
Yeah. So, but we weren't there to attack Afghanistan. We were just there.
No, we were working with the Afghani government.
Yeah.
Well, we overthrew the Taliban government and installed people that were friendly to us. But I don't know. Jesus Christ, fucking Christ. Fuck the Middle East, man. Why do we keep doing this? Shit.
I don't know. We should stay the fuck out of there.
I just don't get it. And then the invasion of Iraq. What a fucking waste of time that was. Waste of time and money.
Wicked waste of time. I don't know. Freaking. So, that region needs a rebellion. Fucking the good people in there need to realize that you have it bad enough and you have to stand up for yourselves. Because fucking, I mean, we come over there and we fuck shit up, and half of them or more than half of them that are the good people there that are just trying to live normal lives, whatever they have there, start hating us, and they start liking the fucking bad regime that was torturing and raping and killing them. Yeah. Because they have more similarities with them than us.
Yeah. One of the big things to me is this. Why the fuck don't we just get out of there and let one of these countries take over? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Iran wants to become the dominant power in the Middle East, why? I'm serious. Why do we care? I don't care. What does that have to do with us?
I don't care.
Who gives a fuck if Iran takes over like Iraq and Syria.
Yeah, that's fine.
What the fuck does that have to do with us?
As long as they stay away from Israel, it's fine. Right?
And even that, I don't give a fuck. What the hell does that have to do with us?
The Israelis probably wouldn't even ask us for help, though.
The Israelis don't need help from anybody.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. The Israelis are the size of Rhode Island, and they'll fuck everybody up.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand it, man. I don't understand this weird thing of, like, why are we defending Israel? Israel is fully capable of defending itself. Why are we defending Saudi Arabia? Saudi Arabia is one of the richest countries in the world.
Yeah.
They can defend themselves. Yeah. Iraq right now. Like, what are we doing? What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
I think I've talked about this on this podcast before. It's like our country has lost the understanding of, like, why you fight a war.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you fight warfare to gain something.
Mm-hmm.
Or you fight a defensive war.
Yeah.
But if you're not fighting a defensive war, you're looking to gain something. Whether it be to eradicate an enemy that was a threat previously, or it's for land,
mm-hmm.
resources, oil, stuff like that, slaves, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what warfare is for.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, we're just fighting a fucking war, spending millions and millions and millions of dollars and thousands of American lives, and I don't understand what the fuck we're gaining from this. Like, it's not like we're conquering them.
No.
Like, and if we're gonna conquer them, then why the fuck aren't we just open about it? Who the fuck's gonna say anything? Seriously, who is gonna stop the United States? If the United States was we're taking over Iraq.
We're wasting American lives to hopefully do a favor by putting in a new government that's not going to last.
Yeah, a government that won't last because we just force them in there.
Yeah.
And once we leave, the people that are there are going to vote them out or overthrow them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. What is the point of this? It's just those fucking people, man. These people in the government are stupid. They're fucking stupid. None of them are students of history or like former officers in the military and stuff. Like,
yeah, barely any of them have.
No, I think it's like 20% of Congress has a military background.
Yeah.
Whereas our Continental Congresses from like back in the day, they were all veterans.
Yeah.
All of them. They'd all fought and lost things.
Yeah.
To establish the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have these fucking assholes in there who stay in office for 60 fucking years. Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got these fucking scumbags in office that, like,
it's a problem that they're there for that long. That's freaking crazy. And I mean, I guess that's their profession. They're going to be around for that long, but
we need term limits.
They need term limits. They need to move around and get in different spots and stuff like that. Yeah, it's problematic.
And I know that the check on that, on people being in office for too long, is supposed to be that you have to get elected.
Mm.
But I hate to say it, but I feel like a lot of the electorate is stupid. I feel like a lot of people have no idea what the fuck they're voting for, and they just vote. Like,
oh, no, they don't.
That's a familiar name. I'll vote.
Yeah, this guy's been here for a long time. I'll just keep him in office.
It's like that. Fuck that. Sometimes I would I'd vote just to change it up.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, this guy's been here for 20 years. Fuck him.
They can run again in the same spot.
Right? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing with term limits is the president. Mm. There's no term limits on anything else. The Supreme Court's for life, which I agree with that. I agree with that because you don't want the supreme law of the land constantly changing.
Right.
I think having the Supreme Court be for life is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's windy as hell out right now.
It's brick out there.
Man, it's brick out here. Nah, man, it's... Oh, squirrels.
Huh?
Like, I didn't see it. His brakes looked up.
Sounds like a train.
Jesus.
Just a train.
Oh, God. What else are you thinking?
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't governors have term limits? No?
I don't think so. Hmm. You got your phone?
Yeah, I'll look that up.
Look it up. I don't think they do.
Because that usually changes, you know what I mean?
Maybe they do.
Maybe they're just allowed to run again. Yeah. If they take, like, a term off or something. I don't know. I'm just saying that pulled that out of my ass. But. Yeah.
We know that mayors definitely don't have term limits. Look at fucking Menino.
Mm-hmm.
Christ. Like, you know that Monty Walsh is going to be the mayor for the next, like, 20 years, right?
Yeah. They had the state of the city address was on the other day. I watched, like, 15 minutes of it.
Well, you're like, wow, he's really dumb.
Freaking, he contradicted himself. Right? I forget what he said, but he said something, and then the next line he said, I was like, that's literally the opposite of what you just said in the last sentence. But I don't remember what he said, but he's... and then he was saying, we've taken this many guns off the street in the past year, or something like that. I'm like,
oh, wow, that sounds like a tyrannical regime.
Yeah, but, like, what do you mean by that? Like, you took black market firearms off the street, or you took guns from people who have licenses, or what?
I think he's talking about black markets, unlicensed firearms. Mm. But I don't believe that firearms should be licensed anyway. Mm. But any word on governor's term limits there?
Sorry, I got to start.
Do governors? Oh, the top starts right there, I think, right?
Yep.
Governors have term limits.
Oh. So all except New Hampshire and Vermont serve 4-year terms. New Hampshire and Vermont serve 2-year terms.
Can they get reelected or no?
Let's see what Wikipedia has to say.
Hey. While you're looking for that, I'd like to point out how happy I am that Tom Brady's coming back.
Oh, man. When I read that post, I was so happy. I reread it, like, twice to make sure I wasn't, like, mistaken.
Gleaning the right information.
Yeah.
Because the first sentence of it, I thought he was going to say, I'm retiring.
Oh, yeah. The beginning of it, I was like, oh, no.
No. Touchdown, Tommy.
Like, I can't handle another freaking regime change in Boston sports.
No more regime change wars. Yeah. Tulsi Gabbard.
I love Tulsi.
I love her, too, but every time I hear the words regime change wars, I'm just like, you know what we should do? We should watch a Tulsi Gabbard, like, montage or something as a drinking game.
And every time she says regime change wars and drink.
Yeah. We'd be hammered in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who's really stupid who's running for the Democratic Party?
That billionaire guy?
Oh, Tom Steyer. Tom Steyer. Pretty stupid. But Andrew Yang. I think he's an idiot. Politically.
He's an idiot.
Politically, I think he's an idiot. I think he seems like a very intelligent human being.
Mm.
But he's literally, vote for me and I'll give you $1,000. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
My thing with that is, I understand why he wants to do it. Listen to him talk about it.
As have I.
But it's just like...
Joe Rogan. Listen to me, Joe Rogan.
Listen here, cocksuckers. He's going to give you all $1,000, and then by the time you all lose your jobs, it's not going to make a difference, because you're all going to be sucking cock at that point anyway.
It's a fucking new breed of Gentile, Joe Rogan.
He calls them Gentiles. I know. But yeah, the
Christ.
The economy's going to adjust by the time people start losing jobs to automation, if you do something like that. And then he's going to give everybody $3,000 a month or something like that.
It's so dumb.
But yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I can't find what I'm looking for here.
Slug. Any word? We got some dead air right here.
Dead air. No word.
Did you listen to Jerry Callahan's podcast?
Just the one.
The first one with Reamer.
I did. It's great. Right? I love hearing Jerry on the air again.
Maggots.
Reamer's freaking nuts.
This studio's great.
I love the sirens in the background.
Jesus Christ. So stupid.
I wonder if they can hear the sirens going by here while we're fucking podcasting in your truck every week.
If radio superstar Jerry Callahan has sirens in his podcast, then I'm okay with having sirens.
I'm okay with it. But yeah. Yeah, Reamer was like defending that guy that they blew up, saying he was like a good leader in that country and stuff like that. I was like,
he was like killing his own people too.
I was like, this guy was a terrible person. And there was like a list. I mean, I didn't know who he was until this happened too. But like, we don't just fucking kill people for no reason. like this guy, he'd conducted multiple attacks against us, and I think it was just us and like the British Army. Since last year.
Redcoats?
Yeah. But like 5 or 6 different attacks against us and Britain, who's really our best ally, pretty much.
They're our boy. They're our dad.
They are.
They're our big, stupid dad who we smacked in the face.
Yeah.
And said, no more!
And looking at, when you look down the list, it's mostly Britain. It's like, I'm surprised Britain didn't blow them up before we did.
Yeah, you know, we get a lot of flack for being militaristic. Bro, the British are incredibly militaristic.
Yeah.
Like, it goes under the radar, but like, they have troops all over the place too.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much everywhere we have troops, they have troops. Mm-hmm. And they do a lot of fighting. Like... Mm-hmm. The British are very militaristic people, in my opinion.
Yes.
Historically and just currently.
They are. See, Prince Harry and, what's her name? Is it Angela Merkel? Is that her name?
Angela Merkel is the leader of Germany.
What's his wife's name?
Meghan Markle.
Jesus
similar.
Christ.
Similar last name. She's gorgeous.
She's very, she's very pretty.
Oh my God.
She's gorgeous, yes. But they,
You know she's black?
Is she?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That wasn't a problem back in the day.
It never would have happened back in the day. The British crown, I still don't think they're happy about it.
I don't think
they're happy about
the
it.
The Queen's
at all.
Not happy about it, I'll tell you that. But probably because she's a regular citizen too. She has no affiliation with any.
She's also an American.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore. She renounced her American citizenship.
Yeah.
When I heard that, I was like, "What a bitch."
Yeah. But I guess they're.
Imagine if she assassinated them all.
Oh my God.
That would be awesome.
That'd be crazy.
Yo, I'd be like, fucking Sam Adams just pops out of his grave. He's like, yes! Like, finally! We did it! Like,
oh, man. But yeah, they renounced their ties, I guess, to the like the spotlight in the
their royal duties.
Their royal duties, yeah. So they're not like royal seniors anymore, I guess was the word for it, I think. Seniors or elders or something like that. But I guess they're separating themselves from that, and they're going to do like a non-profit charity between North America and the UK. And it was like, that sounds smart. Get out of the fucking light with those people all the time. I wouldn't want to be in them. He's not becoming king. He's not becoming king.
Unless
no reason he should be in the spotlight all the time, you know?
Unless they all die, he ain't becoming king. Mm-hmm. He's so far down the line. Mm-hmm. I don't like how much, like, royal interest there is in the United States. Like, when one of them has a baby or there's a marriage, it's, like, a big deal here.
Yeah, it's
and like, I'm like, yo, fuck them.
It's like that Hollywood freaking attraction people have to them, you know?
It's
like,
just the...
I don't even like the Hollywood attraction to fucking all these stars and stuff like that.
It's scum.
They're fucking terrible people.
How about Ricky Gervais?
Dude.
That was awesome. That was incredible.
It was great. I love it. Dude, there are people in the crowd who just got so angry. It was awesome.
Tom Hanks.
They will never have a host again. Like, open remarks. Because
which one was
that? That was the Oscars?
That was the Golden Globes.
That was the Golden Globes. The Oscars coming up, they don't have a host. They don't have anybody doing an opening remark.
Well, that's because they fired Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Because he posted gay jokes on his Twitter 15 years ago.
Stupid.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It's dumb.
I'm like, literally every single person in that room, every person in that room, including the gay people there, has made gay jokes.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Everyone. And not to mention, it's his job to make fun of everything.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
Yeah, everything. Like,
they should have Bill Burr do it.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. He'd rip people a new asshole.
He'd be screaming. Ranting and shit.
You know he doesn't drink?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Anymore, like, at all. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, oh, I need to be sober. He just, like, doesn't drink anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I love Bill Burr.
I love Bill
Burr.
He's so good. And he's, like, even with all his success and fame, he's, like, a normal dude. Like he has fun in his free time. Fucking flies helicopters and stuff.
Yeah, just dope.
Which is, like, that's something that, like, one of us would do if we had a bunch of money.
If we had the money and the time to do it, we'd be all about it.
I'm going to do this for fun. It's going to be a good hobby, you know?
Man, talk about a hell of a hobby to pick up. That's, like, hard.
Yeah, right?
That's a hard thing to do, man, to learn how to fly a helicopter.
It's got
to
be, right?
I told you that Bert had Craig Ferguson on, right?
Yes, I need to listen to that.
Excellent.
My dad was listening to something of his today on the computer. I came in and there's like, he's watching the computer and there's like screaming going on. I'm like, what are you doing? And I heard Craig's voice. I'm like, oh, that's what you're doing.
That's Craig.
Yeah.
He doesn't live in the U.S. anymore.
Do you live
back to Scotland.
Back to Scotland. That's cool. Good for him. It's his home country.
Yeah. You know? He was like, it's funny. He's like, I'm a U.S. citizen living abroad in my country of origin. But I'm a U.S. citizen. I was like, there you go. He said he doesn't plan on moving back to the United States, though. He's like, I'm happy in Scotland.
The guy that teaches my Krav Maga class, I didn't realize this for a long time, and he looked wicked familiar to me right away. I didn't realize for a long time. He looked exactly like Craig Ferguson.
Does he have a Scottish accent?
No, he doesn't, but...
That'd be fantastic if he did. No.
No. Oh, it's Amanda.
No.
Pause,
we'll pause the podcast. We gotta take a call from the missus.
Sorry, I had to take a call from the missus. Just making sure I didn't kill her daughter. So.
Yeah.
No.
Although she killed Kylo Ren, apparently.
She broke his lightsaber, man. Whatever, he threw it off a cliff in the movie, so.
Ugh.
Spoilers.
Some of those movies don't count.
Trash. But yeah, no, I had to pick up some medicine for her. She can't do pills, so they give all kids it. They don't give them like the little shot cup to take it in anymore. They give them like a little not a syringe, but like a
turkey
syringe.
Turkey baster?
Yeah, turkey baster tape.
That's weird.
But you just pull it out, and then they squirt it in their mouth or whatever, you know?
Like a dog?
No, she just, like, holds it and, like, pushes it in herself. I don't know what they do it for, but, like...
I was like, what the fuck?
But she was like... Like, she likes, like, the... She, you know, the
bubblegum flavored one?
Yeah, the earache medicine. That stuff's great, right? It's great. It's wicked good. I could... Oh, man. If they made
you
that stuff...
You want to go get some?
Yeah, I'd love some of that shit.
Because I used to get ear infections all the time. So yeah. I had to take it all the time.
It was great, right?
It was pretty good, yeah. Maybe that's why I kept infecting my ears on purpose.
Yeah.
Stick my head in the dirt.
She gets a lot of ear infections, too, but I know fucking why. Like, her and Amanda are fucking obsessed with keeping their ears clean, and they freaking shove, and she just shoves fucking
Q-tips
in her ears. She probably irritates the fuck out of them because she's just digging deep in there, and I'm
Jesus
like,
Christ, you're not like, supposed
dude,
to do
relax
that.
With those fucking things.
You're not even really supposed to put those in your ears.
No.
Like, that's not what that, if you, like, read the instructions on the box, they're not for that.
Yeah.
Like, at all. Have you ever... Are you aware of that?
No.
Q-tips aren't meant to go in your ear.
Yeah.
I don't know why we all do that.
I've done it a few times when I can feel like it's blocked up and I can't fucking hear out of my ear or something like that. But anyway, I give her the medicine. She's like, is it the pink stuff? And I'm like, no, it's not the pink stuff. I'm like, it's white. And she's like, how's it taste? I'm like, I'm not trying it.
It's your medicine.
It's like your medicine. She's like, I'm not doing that. I was like... Well, you can fight me on it, but you're going to take it eventually, so you might as well just do it. And she actually did it, so I was like, oh, good. And she was like, it doesn't taste good. I was like, I didn't think it was going to taste good.
Yeah, I didn't tell you it would. Jesus H. Christ. Jesus H. Christ.
But I think it'll make you feel better, so you should probably just take it. So.
Yeah.
So So Australia's on fire, huh?
Yeah, I've been just watching videos that are making me really sad. These poor little animals are all hurt and dead.
I've avoided most of them. I've seen some sad pictures of, like, animals with literally, like, limbs burnt off and stuff like that. And it's bad. Real bad. It's even worse that freaking people just blatantly started the fucking fires, apparently.
I would like to point that out. People started the fires. This has nothing to do with climate change, as much as people want it to.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of assholes.
It might have a little bit to do with it, just because how... If it's that dry, I mean...
Yeah, but that's normal in Australia. It's the dry season.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking desert.
Yeah.
That's true. Most of the country's a desert.
Keep talking. I'm gonna pee right here.
But, yeah, no, it sucks. Australia's, I mean, the whole continent is burning, and, you know, it just sucks. It sucks seeing it and knowing. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't give a fuck about the people. I really don't care. Can you guys hear Sokko pissing? Because you definitely can.
I brought my cigar, and I'm still pissing. I got to make sure the stream doesn't hit it.
Oh, God, he pissed on a cigar. But, yeah, I don't really give a shit about the people. I just feel bad for the animals there. Because they didn't do anything, and now all their homes are being destroyed. It's sad. But, yeah, but I'm smoking a stogie and drinking a garbage Bud Light. But what are you going to do?
I definitely smoked some of my piss.
Did you say you smoked your piss?
I definitely did. No, maybe not. I don't know.
But, yeah.
I'm also drinking a garbage Bud Light. I drank an old-ass Miller High Life. It was sitting in my fridge for,
all right?
Actually, it's better than the Bud Lights.
Yeah. That was a High Life, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was sitting in there cold for a long-ass time, so not that bad.
We should have people writing questions. We should give people advice.
Yeah.
By the way, if you guys don't know, we do have a Facebook page and an Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Just type in New Sons of Liberty on either one of them, and we should come up.
Yeah, shoot us comments, whatever you want to say. You know.
Yeah.
And
you guys having life problems? We ask for help. We'll help you out.
Or just throw stuff up that you guys are want to hear us talk about or something like that. Yeah. Or wondering what we think about or something. We'll respond, you know?
Hell yeah, yeah, man. Shit, I spend enough time on my phone. The least I can do is say hey to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. But, yeah. But,
we keep talking about merchandise, and we still haven't gotten any.
We do need to get some merch. Yeah.
I would very much like to wear hoodies.
Yeah. Maybe we can, so, the, one of the biggest funders of stopping these fires is, Instagram model that posted nudes for people to, that people paid for. And,
yep, you gotta show me that later.
Oh, yeah, I will. But, like, smartest way to raise money and, like,
for a
damn good cause.
Absolutely.
You know? And it's not like she just regularly does, like, porn and shit that.
She's just a model.
She's just a model. She was like, I'm going to, you guys want to see nudes? Tell me what you want to see. You got to donate this much money to, it's all going to this cause. Yeah.
She raised $700,000.
$700,000. That's fucking unbelievable.
Insane. Imagine if she just kept it.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Scum.
There were other ones that did it, too. I don't know who else did it, but, like...
We're going to have to find out.
She was posting these on Twitter, I think, right? Was it Twitter, or... She was sending messages to people on an app through, like, Instagram or something like that.
I'm not sure.
I don't think she did it on Instagram. I think she did it, like... Was it through Reddit? Was
that what it might be Reddit, yeah.
But she got kicked off of Reddit, and Instagram kicked her off, too.
Yeah, which is bizarre.
Yeah, right?
I was like, why?
Why? like, which is weird, because, like, there's porn stars on Instagram. They just don't post their porn on Instagram. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Like, that's really fucking weird.
You know?
Maybe they just hate koalas, man.
They must hate koalas.
Instagram saw those little fur babies burning up, and they were like,
good.
It's about time.
They were like, good.
Good.
Fuck you, Instagram.
Fuck social media.
Mm-hmm.
But follow us on Instagram and on Facebook.
Yeah. Instagram is definitely my favorite, though, because you don't have to fucking...
I know Instagram's your favorite.
You don't have to deal with all the fucking bullshit other stuff you can see. Like, you just see fucking pictures of whatever you follow, you know? And if you see something you don't want to follow, you just go, boop, it's gone.
You know Instagram's owned by Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Does that make you like it less?
It does make me like it less, but I'd be better. But yeah, there's part of me that wishes I just never got any social media.
I mean, you can get rid of it all.
I could just get rid of it all. It's hard to get rid of it all now, though, because, like, there's people I'm in touch with only through those
aspects. But doesn't that mean that you don't really need to be in touch with them?
What?
Doesn't that mean that you don't really care about them, though?
I do care about them. I just, you know, that's an easier way to stay in touch with them than... making a phone call out of the country or something like that.
Our crazy Georgian friend.
Yeah.
You know, I think he listens to, like, every episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Way to go,
that
Georgia.
That would make me really happy, yeah.
Keep up the good fight. Speaking of Georgia, holy shit, not the country. So, I was learning some stuff about U.S. history recently. You know about the Indian Removal Act?
It sounds familiar. I might have heard
of it. Well, the U.S. government forced all the Indians, like, out of the United
States
and pushed them west.
Yeah, it was a Trail of Tears and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, did you know that that wasn't just, like, the tribes? Like, it was anyone who was an Indian. Like, even people who had completely assimilated to American culture.
Oh, shit.
And were, like, Americans.
You want to talk about, like, racism.
Yeah, like, but, like, had, like, Christianized and, like, owned shops and had, like, just regular lives.
What president did
in
that?
In the United States, Monroe.
Shit.
Fucking... Oh, well, I mean, Jackson had the Indian Removal Act.
Yeah.
But Monroe started it.
Yeah.
And, like, that made that so much worse to me. It's already horrible. But I was like, Jesus Christ, you did that to just, like, people who were completely assimilated into American culture, and then you just kick their asses out? What the hell?
That's not fucking cool, man.
It's fucked up. Scum.
Yeah. a while ago, me and you were talking about freaking terrible things that America has done. Like, it's another thing that growing up fucking in history class, they teach you, they paint America as this, like, perfect society and stuff. Like
I don't think they do that anymore.
I doubt they do it anymore.
I think our schools are all,
I mean, I think you should instill pride in your country.
But yeah, like, I still believe in American exceptionalism. I still think we're the greatest country on the planet.
But, like, you should know our mistakes and flaws and stuff like that. Like, slavery was bad.
Like, the Indian Removal Act was bad.
The Indian Removal Act was bad.
Segregation was bad.
The Vietnam War was bad.
War in Afghanistan and Iraq was bad.
We let 9/11 happen. It was bad.
It's almost like it's all stuff the government does.
Yeah.
And not, like, just the people.
Right?
Wow. Holy shit. It's almost like maybe we should stop giving the government so much power. Mm-hmm. Like Japanese internment camps. Oh, that was the government that did that.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, wow.
We almost started a war with Cuba and Russia at the same time. And then we killed the guy that did that.
What, JFK?
Yeah.
Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Kennedy. I went to the Jack Kennedy Museum in Dallas.
My mother and father have been there, too. They said they walked the whole, like, route and stuff like that.
It's incredible.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's awesome. Phenomenal. It was very cool. It's very strange. The more I learn about him, like...
You realize that he was just a pimp. Not a pimp, but, like, a boss. And a scumbag.
Yeah, like, he... And, like, they paint him so much nowadays, and being assassinated definitely bumped up his, like, historical...
Oh, hell yeah, look at 50 Cent.
Because, like, they...
You think 50 Cent would be as popular if he didn't get shot 9 times?
No.
And live?
But he was not that popular as a president at all when he was president. Like, there was a large chunk of the country that did not like him at all.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's how it is with every president.
Every president, but, like, they make it seem like, you know how they make it seem.
Oh, they're just beloved by everybody and all that shit, yeah. I'm sure there were plenty of people that weren't upset about the fact that he got killed. They were just like, fuck him.
I think at that time, though, most people were probably like, not a good thing.
Well, no, I don't think any president being assassinated is a good thing. Like, Jesus Christ, like, can you imagine if Trump got assassinated, how fucked up that would be?
That'd be bad.
Like, Jesus Christ.
And there's so many people nowadays that would literally be happy about it, and it's like, you know, this...
Which is fucked up.
It's fucked. It's like, you know, this is a fucking murderer that killed another human being.
Yeah.
Who got elected by more than half the country.
Yeah. But Hillary won the popular vote.
So what? It happens all the time. It's happened multiple times.
Doesn't fucking matter. These cigars aren't bad for some cheap-ass cigars.
I actually really like this one. It's a,
Magico?
Magicos Cubanos.
Oh, Cuba, Cuba, Cuba.
And it's got Gandalf on the front.
Gandalf the gay.
Gandalf the gay.
What does he say to Theoden? Like, the warmth of your hall is lessened somewhat. I don't remember. Lord of the Rings is overdue.
Yeah,
that's overdue. I gotta watch Lord of the Rings, man.
That's when he walks in and that king's possessed on the chair.
Yeah, Saruman has him under control.
And that creepy dude is...
Grima Wormtongue.
That guy. Ugh. What a good actor, though.
Excellent. Excellent. Fucking Count Dooku had him under control.
Yeah.
I love Christopher Lee. It sucks that he's gone.
Yeah, man, he was good. He was real good.
God, he's so good. Jesus Christ. He's so good as Saruman. Holy shit.
Dude, I watched Revenge of the Sith the other day.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Remember when he's fighting Obi-Wan and Anakin and Palpatine's sitting behind them and he's like, I think I'm going to like this.
Such a bad line. It's awful.
Because Lucas can't write a lot of dialogue to save his life. Kill him. Do it.
Do it.
So be it. Jedi. Unlimited power! Electrocuting Mace Windu. God damn it.
Jesus. That sucked.
Spiraling through the air.
What the fuck was that?
He's screaming as he's doing it.
What the hell is this? What am I watching? What is this garbage? But you know what? The prequels are still better than the sequels.
Still better, yeah.
This new trilogy sucked. It sucked, dude. It was
terrible. Awful. They still never should have had him have a lightsaber.
No.
Because he
Yoda never should have a lightsaber either.
No, yeah.
Why is it that every Jedi is like a warrior? Why do they have to be warrior?
Yeah, Yoda didn't need a lightsaber.
No, he should have been powerful enough in the Force that he relies on the Force.
He doesn't need a lightsaber anymore. You should have been too old to do those little acrobatic flippy things. That's the other thing. Same with the Emperor.
Yeah! That's the thing. I'm like, yo, that guy's like 80 years old, if not older. Like, yeah. Oh, God. What have I done after he cuts me?
What have I done? What does he say after that?
Who? Palpatine?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. He said this. It's so bad. You will henceforth be known as Darth Vader.
Well, yeah, that's how that happened. That kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's stupid. Where is Padme? It seems in your anger, you killed her. No, she was alive. I felt it. No! God damn it. It's so awful. Bad. It's awful. So bad. Oh, why did they fuck that up so bad?
Even that whole Mustafar fight, that sucks.
It was stupid.
The choreography was terrible.
So dumb. It was like, it was a dance. It wasn't a fight.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing that, again, Force Awakens I thought was fun. Force Awakens was a fun movie.
Lightsaber battles were good, you know?
Well, what I liked about them is they were, like, the way people fight with swords.
Yeah.
Like, not weird flips and crazy shit.
Yeah, it wasn't choreographed fighting. Like,
it actually looked like people trying to kill each other with a sword.
Yeah.
Like, because like Lucas even said, the combat style was based off of the way samurai fight.
Yeah.
That's why Darth Vader looks like a samurai.
Yeah.
Like, he's literally based on a samurai.
A lot of Star Wars is based on that old samurai movie.
Yeah, right? Yeah, all the old samurai movies and stuff. Lucas loved that shit.
I forget the Pacific movie that he takes a lot of it from, but I'd like to watch it at some point. It's probably a phenomenal movie.
Probably is great. Then again, Lucas is an idiot, so who knows? He goes, guys, this is great. It's like poetry. It rhymes. Fucking, oh, God.
Okay, so,
Oh, shit!
You were talking about 50 Cent earlier. Fucking, 50's fucking hilarious.
He is.
Apparently when, I think it was Floyd Banks asked him to do the Ice Bucket Challenge or something like that. Did you ever hear about this?
Wait, you say Lloyd Banks?
Lloyd Banks.
No, that was Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, Floyd Mayweather. He asked him to do it. And
did you just say Floyd Banks?
Floyd Banks.
Oh, my God.
I got my shit confused. And it's been a while since I talked to any of these people.
All right.
But anyway, he nominated him, but he was like,
pages of a Harry Potter book.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, if you can read one full page of a Harry Potter book, I'll donate like, 70K to whatever charity you want.
Yeah.
And then
fuck the bucket.
And then
of
he
ice.
Changed it. He said, "All right, that's too much for you. If you can read one full page of a Dr. Seuss book without stuttering or stopping at any words."
I really don't think he can read.
I don't think he
can
read.
I don't think Floyd Mayweather knows how to read, which is hilarious. Jesus Christ.
It was so funny.
You excited for Wilder Fury, too?
Yeah, man.
Fight in February.
Yeah.
Oh, Ohan's fighting March 14th.
Is he?
Yeah. I'm going. You should come.
Is it an Encore again?
Or
is
it I don't remember. I gotta double check on where it is.
I'd like to. I haven't been to Envious Fights yet. I'd like to see it.
It's a blast, dude. I mean, it's live boxing.
Yeah.
And it's awesome when there's someone in the ring that you know. You're actually rooting for someone. You're like, oh, I know that guy.
Yeah. I'd love to see that. I'd love to go see it. And, like, if you go to him, you go see the cold card, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You get there. You watch the whole fight. There's, like, 12 fights.
Yeah.
Maybe not that many, but, like, eight. Probably eight fights.
That's cool. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see some an MMA fight, too. I think that'd be cool. Live. Especially if
I'd be down for that. I would just hope it doesn't turn into a grappling match.
I feel like in a lot of the, because it's not like they're like semi-pro fights that you'd go to see in like a casino or something like that. I feel like a lot of those ones, they probably end in like a knockout type scenario, like most of them.
Bro, I mean, my buddy's pro.
Is he?
Oh, yeah, they're pro fights.
Oh, I know they're pro fights, but they're not, like, top-tier pro fights.
Oh, you
know,
yeah, they,
that's
yeah,
what I'm saying. Like, those are the ones where people get real defensive and stuff like that, you know?
Well, they're trying to make a name for themselves, so they're looking for the big knockouts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, Floyd Mayweather in his first, like, 20 fights had, like, 18 knockouts.
Yeah.
Like, fucking...
That's when they're looking to get the big hits and stuff in.
Yeah, it's once they're established and they're big time, they're getting paid fucking $10 million a fight where they're trying to protect themselves more. You know what I mean?
The only time people go into defensive mode in those fights is when they're losing. You know? They're like, I gotta gather myself.
Unless you're Deontay Wilder.
Yeah.
Then you're just a straight
You're
murderer.
Just throwing fucking haymakers.
Jesus Christ. We should watch some Wilder highlights. When
yeah, I'm it. Down. I'm down.
Freaking. I have... Don't... Please don't let me forget that I need to show you a couple Mandalorian... Western things.
Okay.
Go in. Just say Mandalorian Western to me.
Okay. I will.
Because it's awesome. You're going to be like, holy shit.
I was listening to Joe Rogan. One of his episodes, he was talking about this brutal knockout old boxing fight. And I looked it up. It was...
Yeah, you sent out the group chat, didn't you?
It was a fucking massacre. The ref was afraid to stop it. And this guy was unconscious, like, leaning up against the ropes.
I think I know what you're talking
about.
This
guy wailed on him, like, six times. And the last punch he threw was, like, a freaking left hook across the face. He was like, bang! And the guy was like, and just collapsed. His legs, like, sunk beneath him. And he just collapsed. Oh, Jesus.
I love combat sports.
Oh, man, they're terrible. I, like, watching them, like, at that level... Never want to do a combat sport where I'm going to get hit in the head. The amount of brain damage these guys have, especially when you look at the fucking UFC and shit, people get kneed in the fucking head and knocked out.
Yeah, like, fuck
you
that.
You could die.
At least boxing, it's your hands.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the gloves are legitimate gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even UFC, man, the gloves they wear are thin.
Right.
Like, there's not a ton of padding. But yeah, you see people get kicked in the fucking face.
They get kicked in the head. They get legs broken and shit like that.
And I'm like,
there's people who get KO'd on a leg fucking kick or something like that. And it's crazy. Fucking awesome to watch.
It's incredible. I love combat sports because there's something incredibly primal about it.
Yeah.
It's two men enter and it's like, one of these guys is going down.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like, this is literally it's a war.
Yeah.
It's like, these guys are, like, if it's a good fight, it's like, then these guys, they're not trying to kill each other, but they're trying to fuck each other up.
Yeah.
You know?
Apparently, there's a, there's like an MMA league, and it's not allowed in the United States, but there was a European league or like a international league that took place somewhere in Europe. And it's like a 4-on-4 MMA fight. And it's fucking brutal.
I feel like you could die.
It's brutal. And the fight goes on after people get KO'd or tapped out or something like that. So you fight 3-on-4.
You down a man.
Like. Then you fight 3-on-4. So, like...
Jesus fuck.
And so on, you know? And it's...
That's actually pretty interesting, though.
Right?
Like, that is very interesting.
Like, there's strategy to it and stuff like that. But it's not super technical because it's like... It's like a fucking mosh pit, you know?
It's a brawl. They wear gloves?
Yeah, they wear gloves. Okay. Yeah. Same, probably
is it
the same.
Boxing? Or is it MMA?
It's MMA.
Jeez.
I think there was a tournament of it. I heard the Polish team won, probably because they're massive barbarians.
Fucking Christ. Slavs.
Yeah.
Hey, man, those Polacks are tough.
Yeah,
they're
dude.
They're tough people, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
They've gone through some shit. Like, the Polish...
Every country's got their tough-ass people, dude. Fucking... Those Slavics are freaking tough people.
Why is it that we associate certain countries with, like, extreme toughness? Like, if I say Russia, as far as toughness, what do you think of?
They're extremely tough. They'll go to any means. It's a different type of tough when you think about different countries and stuff like that. Like, Russia, it's just like...
Is it because they live in such a cold, barren climate?
It's that, and it's just like... You learn about, like, the Spetsnaz and stuff like that, and, like, they're just extreme training. Even for the Olympics and stuff like that, like, they go to extreme, extreme limits to get people in a...
You know Russia's banned from the next, like, four Olympics?
Yeah.
Because of the doping. Mm-hmm. Using steroids and shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why is the Olympics amateur only? That's bullshit.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand that at all. I'm like, you should be putting the best people your country has to put up. Who the fuck cares if they do it for a living?
Yeah.
Like, fuck that, man. We're doing, Olympic boxing or something. Let us throw Wilder in there.
Absolutely.
Because he did it. That's why he's called the Bronze Bomber. When he was amateur, he did it. And he won a bronze medal in the Olympics. That's why he's called the Bronze Bomber. You know, if you threw him in now, though...
Oh.
I mean, he's winning gold. He'll fucking murder
absolutely.
Everybody. But it would be awesome, though, because, like... I don't know. It would just be cool. I think pros should be able to compete in the Olympics.
Yeah.
I think it's stupid. But that's something I don't understand.
It would make the Olympics more entertaining.
This is something I don't understand, though. Am I wrong in that? Olympics is amateur only, right?
Yeah.
Then why... When it's Olympic basketball... Doesn't LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony and them play? I swear to God, they do.
Yeah, it used to not be that way, though, remember? Because that was, I think...
Like, Jordan and them played
in it, too. Jordan's team was, like, the first one, though.
Was it?
Yeah, before that was all college players was playing in there. And their whole thing is they keep one college player on the team.
Right. There's always a college player on the team, which is just dumb at that point. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Do you know what sport I think is incredible in the Olympics?
What?
That, like, it's like downhill skiing combined with shooting.
Oh, yeah. It's what's that called?
I don't remember the name, but it's fucking incredible. You know how hard it is to shoot when your heart rate is that high?
Yeah.
Because you're shaking, literally, because your heart rate's so high, it throws you
off. It's actually a really cool event because, like, they ski, and then they stop and shoot, and then they cross-country ski, and then ski again.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Yeah. It's wicked cool. Like, because, like, in the Army, we used to do... stress shoots where you'd be in full kit, you'd have your armor on and everything, and you know they'd have you do stuff like medical drills and then sprint like a mile or whatever up here with all your stuff. You're in your full kit with your rifle and everything, and then you have to engage targets, like moving targets and shit.
Right,
and it's like it's fucking hard.
It's hard. Like, so you have to like.
But it's real. That's real. Like, that's good training.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's what it's really going
to
be like.
Yeah, you got to relax yourself to be accurate.
Yeah, you got to control your breathing as much as you can when you're panting and shit like that. Because if you don't, you're going to die. Like, yeah. You're going to get fucking capped.
That's why sports are so interesting and freaking compelling, because it's like that aspect goes into most sports. You're sprinting at the highest rate possible, like basketball or soccer or something like that. And then... You have to be accurate when you're trying to score.
Do you know what sport is incredible cardio? Basketball.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Like, if you don't play basketball for a while...
Can we do a league?
And you try and play a full-court game...
Oh, it's rough. It's rough. You're gassed.
Especially when you're playing with people that are conditioned.
Oh, yeah. You're fucked.
You're destroyed. Yeah. You could be way more talented than them. You're screwed.
But they have the energy.
Yeah.
They'll burn you out.
Yeah.
And you even see it. With NBA players, when they come back off an injury and they're not in game shape yet, they're always a step behind.
Oh, yeah.
They're fucking slow.
Yeah.
Can we play basketball again?
Can we get some people together and go
rent a court for the night or whatever and have a game of 4-on-4 or 5-on-5?
Mm-hmm.
That's a blast.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not great at basketball, but I'm not awful. Like, fucking, I'm playing.
Yeah.
It's a good workout.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd fucking love to do that again.
Yeah. Basketball. Everybody's fucking playing basketball, man. Yeah. It's a great sport. All you need is a ball. You only need a ball.
That's, I think that's why basketball. Well.
You need a court, too, but I mean. Yeah.
That's why soccer is the most popular sport in the world. Because you don't need anything. All you need is the ball. Yeah. That's it. And I think that's why basketball. Is basketball the second biggest sport in the world? Because you don't need much. You don't need much to play basketball. You need a ball, and you just need a couple hoops.
It might be. It might be the second biggest sport in the world. I don't know.
Then it's baseball. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. There's other sports out there. Like,
boxing is huge.
Boxing's huge.
Because you can literally do that. Yeah. Anywhere.
As for team sports, though, How big is rugby? Rugby's pretty big, right?
Is it?
I feel like any. There's a lot of countries that are big in rugby. Like,
I know Australia and like New Zealand.
Australia and New Zealand are really big into it.
Is Europe? I don't think Europe does rugby.
They have to. I mean, at least all of the UK does rugby, and Ireland does rugby, and.
Well, Ireland does hurling.
They do hurling,
which
too.
Which is awesome.
Scotland does hurling. They do cricket, too. Cricket's pretty big in a lot of parts of the world.
Cricket's big everywhere that was part of the British Empire.
Yeah.
Do you want to call it?
Let's call it. All right, crickers.
All right, crickers.
Cricket fans and soccer fans.
All right, Minutemen. Till next time.